WeatherBrains 101 with Professor Peters.
We received an email this week from Terry asking the question, how can one know when the cap is going to break? Terry said he was a longtime listener and had listened to all but the most recent episode. Well, Terry, that's a great question, and the short answer is that we don't always know if the cap will break. So what is a cap? Besides that thing lots of people wear on their heads, the cap is a name given to the thermal inversion or isothermal layer that suppresses the development of deep convection. In the morning, a cap will often lie just above the ground and may be several thousand feet thick. Sometimes you can see it visually where air pollution stagnates in stable stratiform layers at the level of the capping inversion. By the way, CAP is just a name and is not an acronym that stands for some grouping of words. It could be called a lid. The strength of the CAP can best be found by using sounding data from radiosondes taken aloft by weather balloons. The CAP appears in the temperature profile as a nose where the temperature increases through the inversion or perhaps becomes isothermal. Oftentimes, you will see a moist layer below the capping inversion with dry air just above it. Unfortunately, the strength of the capping inversion is not static, but changes throughout the day. Daytime heating will erode the cap from below. Approaching cold air aloft, perhaps with a jet maximum, can enhance vertical motion enough to lift and weaken the cap. But some things can actually strengthen the cap. Subsiding air and warming of the temperature aloft can strengthen the cap throughout the day. The behavior of the cap can definitely make or break a thunderstorm forecast. No matter how unstable the air is, no matter how much low-level moisture there is, when the cap is too strong, storms are not going to develop. So estimating the behavior of cap strength can be critical. The first issue is that soundings are taken only twice a day in locations that are widely separated. Subtle changes in the cap strength can go unnoticed. Fortunately, NWS offices can make special soundings on days when additional data might be needed to see how the cap is behaving. Budgets permitting, of course. If the cap is too weak, the atmosphere can overturn early in the day and produce a squall line by late morning. At the opposite end of the spectrum, if the cap is too strong, there might not be any thunderstorm development at all. But should the cap modify and break at just the right time of day, like something around or very close to the time of maximum heating, you may see isolated severe storms with the possibility of tornadoes. When evaluating cap strength for the day ahead, values of plus 3 degrees or higher reduce the chances for severe storm development to occur. Values over 5 are really tough to break. Now, most forecasters consider the best cap strength values for severe storms to be plus 1 or 2 degrees. The presence of the cap can enhance severe storm development by delaying updraft development until the lower layers of the atmosphere have heated up well. Special thanks to Terry for the question. Do you have a weather question? Drop an email to question@weatherbrains.com.